The legendary Brown Derby restaurant is the most famous example of a loopy, literal kind of building design that pops up all over America but finds its full flowering in Southern California. Literally, in the case of the Hollywood Flower Pot, erected in 1930 on North Vine Street, a two-story pot sprouting huge blooms, the building itself a giant advertisement for its product. Disdained for years, academics have recently embraced the style, giving it a name, roadside vernacular architecture. Classic examples can be seen in the new edition of California Crazy and Beyond, first put out 20 years ago by designer and historian Jim Hyman. Jim Hyman says LA's embrace of the new, combined with mild weather, set designers with time on their hands, and most importantly, the advent of the car culture, all contributed to the proliferation of buildings shaped like chili bowls, sphinxes, and hot dogs.
So if you were, say, driving down a street, and in the distance you saw a giant teepee or a giant tamale, hopefully you will have enough time to pull over, stop and get your ice cream, and then go down the road.
This is the thing, though. The really intriguing question is, what happens to a flower pot building when the flower pot business moves out? Turns out, in that case, one family, hard hit by the Depression, turned the flower pot into their home. Jim Hyman offers other such examples of creative conversions.
There was a giant coffee pot that was a drive-in restaurant, and it had steam coming out of it and so on. Well, when it went out of business, the owner still wanting to maintain some semblance of a restaurant, lobbed off the handle and took off the spout, and they put thousands of abalone shells on the exterior of it and opened up a seafood restaurant.
So what did it look like? I'm trying to picture it.
It looked kind of like a hexagon on top of a building with...
barnacles?
Like barnacles. It was a pretty ugly looking little building. The tamale actually had a couple renovations. It was, of course, selling Mexican food when it originally was created. But over the given years, it still exists. It's actually a beauty shop right now. Prior to it being a beauty shop, it was a lawyer's office.
And they just leave the tamale out
there?
And
they just leave the tamale. So you'd walk into the tamale for legal advice, and now you walk into the tamale to get your hair done. The Pumpkin Palace in the San Fernando Valley is another great story. Originally, it was a restaurant in the shape of a giant concrete pumpkin. And after it was served its usefulness, it was turned into a church called the Valley Gospel Center. So you could now go to church inside a giant pumpkin.
And did they paint it white?
No, they kept the colors of the orange pumpkin, and they just threw up a sign in front of it and started having services inside.
But the transformation that resonates most deeply with the changing culture of LA involves a giant soda jerk decked out in a crisp white uniform and cap.
It was originally put up in the mid-60s, and it was a little hamburger stand. And that lasted for a good, almost 35 years. When it no longer was viable as a hamburger stand, a Mexican food chain called La Salsa came in, and the chef suddenly was transformed into a sombrero looking character with serape. He's now holding a tray with a giant chili, and his shoes have been transformed into huaraches.
So that's the best part.
So he did make kind of an ethnic transformation as well as a job-related transformation.
The newest edition of California Crazy, Roadside Vernacular Architecture, is just out. Author Jim Hyman teaches at Pasadena's Art Center College of Design.